Novell Open Audio takes you into the BrainShare PartnerNet Showcase.
It's Clint Carroll with Novell's BrainShare 2006. I'm visiting the Market Start Pavilion again, and we are with Alfresco. I have John Powell. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thanks, Clint.
Excellent. We also have Luis Sala. How are you, Luis?
I'm doing quite well, thank you very much.
Excellent. Let's talk about Alfresco. John, what is Alfresco, and what are we talking about?
So Alfresco is the open source alternative for content management. And in fact, Alfresco was founded by myself and a gentleman called John Newton at the start of 2005. John is basically the inventor of content management. John founded a firm called Documentum, which is a very renowned content management firm. And now Alfresco is the first new architecture content management system in the last 6 years and is able to outperform, outscale, and be much simpler to administer and deploy than any other content management system around today. And it's free.
Excellent. And it's free. That will always appeal to the users. Luis, let's talk about functionality. What can we expect from Alfresco?
Well, first of all, to start, Alfresco is an open source product. It is based on an open source stack. It is Java-based. It utilizes and leverages the JBoss application server or Tomcat, as well as any other J2EE application server out there. We also support all the major databases, so we can persist data onto MySQL, Oracle. It doesn't really make a difference there. So from a capabilities perspective, Alfresco includes the ability to create collaborative workspaces where users can upload and download documents. These documents are automatically versioned. They can be secured, so only a certain limited subset of the users can access that content. We can apply rules, workflow, and content transformations, as well as search. So we can now basically create these workspaces for projects, for teams, where they can access these contents in one centralized place and be able to deploy the content to a variety of different destinations as well.
That's excellent. So give me a reason why, if I already have a content management system like Vignette or Document, why am I going to want to come to you guys? What specific do you have for the user to be attracted to Alfresco?
Well, one obvious reason why somebody might want to look at our product is cost. Because it is open source, certainly we have a free version of the product. In addition to that, our support model is very inexpensive. So you can acquire the software and acquire support for dramatically less than you would utilizing a document or vignette interwoven type of a solution. In addition to that, the architecture is probably one of the most attractive things about the product from a technical perspective. This product is based on utilizes a modern framework, a modern architecture, utilizing lightweight containers such as the Spring framework to allow us to create a very modular, customizable, and pluggable architecture and a system that allows us to extend the capabilities without really affecting the core of the system as a whole. So in other words, we can keep the core intact and just modularize and add additional functionality at will. So the out-of-the-box capabilities that we offer, I think, satisfy the bulk of the customer needs. In addition to that, our product release schedule will include additional functionality such as web content management, allowing us to manage a complete website, documents management, the ability to securely manage individual documents such as if you're a law firm, we're talking about cases, that's what it's called. So, cases, if you're a law firm, it's also contracts, and you're handling, and you're also sharing documents with legal counsel, etc. And then we have records management, the ability to take a scanned document, such as an insurance claims form, and accept it and enforce the process for processing that particular type of record. So all in all, that basically turns Alfresco into a complete enterprise content management solution.
That's excellent. I got a curveball question for you. Do you guys have anything for content analysis, being able to look and search for keywords or be able to identify things, be able to crawl and look for types of data that may be not particularly managed very well through other systems?
Well, everything within Alfresco is automatically indexed, first of all, and that includes the full text of the content that exists within the system as well as the metadata. In addition to that, we borrow concepts from aspect-oriented programming and apply them to documents, allowing us to attach new properties, new metadata, and behavior on top of documents, allowing us to better manage those documents and how they relate to each other, as well as index them and be able to search and query against them.
Cool, excellent. Hey, I'm great to hear that. John?
So I think a couple of very important points are most of the content in the world today is not managed. And it's our belief that if we provide a very, very low cost, highly scalable, but really easy to use system, will transform the efficiency and productivity of everybody who today can't find their documents, can't manage the workflow, can't manage the process. The two key innovations in Alfresco are that we can make the file system disappear. So essentially, for the user, he just works with the file system, he saves his documents, but when he saves them, they're actually saved into an Alfresco repository. And that means that he doesn't have to worry about content management, because when he saves them, they can be automatically indexed, transformed, and workflowed. And those rules about the transformation and the workflow stored in the repository can apply to any application. So you can now be sure that any user of content throughout the organization can use a consistent set of rules. So that's what makes it really easy to roll out, deploy, and maintain. And this is transforming the world of content management.
Hey, this is great. I'm excited to see where Alfresco goes in the future. And this is another great example of the open source revolution and Alfresco and Novell leading the way. We appreciate your time, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Clint.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a great day. Bye.